Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Daf Zayin, Baba Kama 7a, pagination is 13. We will be doing a bit of Gemara on the facing page, and we are making reference to the final statement of the Mishnah with which the Masechta began. That Mishnah stated that when a person does damage, he's obligated to pay up the nezek b'meitav ha'aretz, with the best of the land. Now, we have a concept that there are, in general sense, three levels of quality in land. Ziburis is the least valued, beinonis is medium, and idis is the best. Now, we're not talking about actual cash value, because if a person pays from idis the best, he's going to end up giving a smaller parcel of land to pay up his debt of damage. If he gives beinonis, it's going to be a little bit more. If he gives ziburis, it's going to be a lot more, because it's really not such a good piece of land, and you need a lot of not such good land to reach the value, whatever it may be. In general, our Mishnah told us that you have to pay from the best of the land. That means that you're going to be paying from idis, from the elite of land, and you'll be giving a smaller parcel of land, that's fine, whatever the cash value is, but it should be idis, which is considered the best, it's the most valued. A person doesn't have to work as hard in order to get his produce from this land, and that's considered favorable to the person who got damaged. So the Gemara over here, Vav Amud Beis 6b, pagination 12, just above midway on the page, L'shalem tashlumei nezek, person has to pay the damage. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Meitav sadayu umeitav karmo yishalim. There's a pasuk that tells us that it has to be the best of the land. Meitav sadayu shal nizik umeitav karmo shal nizik divi Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says it's sufficient to pay the best of the land that the person who got damaged owns. In other words, in his bracket, he has three types of land, and if you give him equated to his best form of land, that's considered a respectable payment. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Lo boa kosav el ligvos lenezikin mino idis. Rabbi Akiva holds, which is the way we paskin, that on the contrary, we follow the mazik's three levels of land, and he's required to give from the best of his land. The difference would be, for example, if the lesser level of the mazik, the person who did damage, is equal to the best of the nizik, the person who got damaged. According to Rabbi Yishmael, it's sufficient for the mazik to give his lowest grade, because that lowest grade is the equivalent of the Nizik's best grade, and he would consider that to be fair compensation. That's the best type of land he's ever owned in his life. And again, cash value, he's getting the cash value. But what type of land? The type of land, this is the highest the Nizik ever dealt with anyway. According to Rabbi Akiva, which is the way we paskin, this rule of Idis is going to follow the mazik. And if the mazik has, in addition to his lowest level that's equated to the nizik's best, but the mazik has even better, and even better, then the mazik will be obligated to pay with the best quality that he has. Let's see it inside, just below midway on the page. Ella Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov Hacha b'mayaskinan. What's the case? Kigon Shosa Itis de Nizik is Iburis de Mazik. The best of the Nizik is like the least of the Mazik. Uva Hapligi, Rabbi Yishmael Savar b'de Nizik Shaiminan. Rabbi Yishmael says it's sufficient to give the Nizik the equivalent of the best of his lands. For Rabbi Akiva Savar b'de Mazik Shaiminan. And Rabbi Akiva holds that we have to give, that the Mazik has to give from the best of his land, even though that far exceeds the quality of field that the Nizik has ever dealt with. Now, this is indeed a principle. You have to give the best of the land as payment. Cash value is going to be equitable to the damage, but what type of field? Something the guy really wants, or something that he reluctantly takes because, hey, it's worth the amount of money. What should I do? That's how he paid me. So you have to pay the best. On Zayin Amud Aleph, middle of the page, maybe a drop below, in the beginning of a line, Ramele Abaya LeRava, Abaya asked the following question to Rava. Ksiv, on the one hand, it says, Metav Sadeo Metav Karmo Yishali, you have to pay from the best of your land or vineyard. Metav in midi achrin alo, you can't give less than the best. Ve'atanya, and on the other hand, we learned, Yashiv l'rabo shavakesef afilu subin. The pasuk came to include even things that have value, even very inferior flour. The expression is even banana peels. If you have enough of them, it may take 18 tractor trailers of banana peels to pay up, but as long as it's paid up, it's acceptable, and this is certainly not iddis. This is not meitav. This is not the best. After quite a bit of discussion, the Gemara on Amud Beis resolves this contradiction. On the second wide line, Parashua, they explained it, Kol mili meitavhu. All movable objects are automatically considered meitav. De lo mizdavin hocha mizdavin b'masa achariti. Because if they can't be sold here, they can be sold somewhere else, and you could move it from place to place to get the best price. Levar me ara, with the exception of land. The lesiv le mi metav, that has to be intrinsically the best. Ki hechi delikfutz ala zavina, so that he should be able to sell it properly, because he can't move it to a different place. And likewise, the people who are buying it recognize, when it comes to real estate, it's location, location, location. You can't move it, and therefore they'll only pay what it's worth right over here, and therefore it has to be meitav over here in order to induce the necessary sale. It has to be the best that the mazik has available to give. But again, if it's something that's movable, it has a whole different price structure, and as long as he can get reimbursed for the damage, it's going to work. We find in Choshen Mishpat, Siman Tuf Yud Tes, Kishebezdin is kokin ligvos lenizik minizke amazik, if Bezdin has to step in to do the collection, which maybe they could just settle, maybe he could pay what he owes. But if Bezdin has to step in, Govin mi'ametaltel in techila, first we're ready to take movable objects. But if that doesn't work, you would take me'akarka hama'ula shebenichsei hamazik, the best of the land that the mazik owns. Says the Machaber, afilu yesh lo kesef, even if the mazik has cash, yachal lefora besubin, he would be allowed to pay him with movable objects. To kol metaltel meitav ninu, because a movable object by its very nature is considered meitav because there's a market for it. But You have to be careful how you evaluate it. Shamin oso kamosha yachal lamochra miyad uvi mikomo. It's based on the market value right now in its place. But of course, that's going to be factored in. It taken into account is the fact that the person who's buying it knows that he can conduit to a different location if need be, and therefore things have a market value as opposed to karka, real estate, that has to be given as idius. In the final words of the Mechaber in the Sif, he writes, Magvin lo mi'idis shebenichsei hamazik, even if the case would be that the least of the mazik is like the most of the nizik, best quality of the nizik, we would nevertheless require that the mazik give of his best quality. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.